All right. Today we're going to talk about smells.
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 No, smells. Say it with me.
Smells.
There you go.
Smells.
You got it.
All right. So, so you want to go first? You want me to go first?
Me.
Well, we got to start the show.
Oh.
Whatever.
Oh.
It's okay.
Sure.
I never have that problem.
But the movie,
I don't know.
Was...
I never get interrupted at all.
I like the way you say "at all." I can just see you rolling your eyes as you say that.
Tell me that I'm special even when I know I'm not. Make you feel good when I hurt so bad. Barely getting mad. I'm so glad I found you.
I'm so glad I found you.
I love being around you.
I love being around you.
You do.
Make it
easy.
Me.
It's easy as one, two, one, there's only one thing to do, three words for you, I love you.
Okay, my love.
Mm-hmm.
So today we're going to do a show about smells.
We are. Okay.
And our top five, bottom five smells without being gross. Well, this is not like... Okay, without being too gross, anyway, because
okay.
we don't want to make people sick.
Well, I would hope that the top five smells would not be yucky,
but no, the bottom five might.
Oh,
so
that's true.
All right, so why don't you go first? What's your top number or your what's your bottom?
Which how one you want to do this first?
How do we usually do it? Your least favorite smell.
Least favorite?
No. Of the top five. What's number five?
So, my favorite smells.
The least of your
okay,
favorite.
Okay, well, I didn't do five. I did six.
What's your honorable mention? Because six would be an honorable mention.
I put them not in order.
Them not in order. You put them not in order. That's fine. Just give me one.
All right.
Well, this
fine.
Is that. Wait, we make up the rules. We can bend them. By
okay,
golly.
All right. Well, the one I have written down is six, which I don't want as my bottom of the, I don't know.
Well, just give me one. Doesn't matter which one.
Okay.
Just don't give me
fresh
it
twice. Baked cookies.
Fresh
chocolate baked chip cookies.
Chocolate chip cookies. That's mm-hmm. a good one. Mm-hmm. That's a good one. Not on my list. Mm-hmm. I didn't. You know what? I don't think I put any foods on my list.
Oh, my goodness.
No. Didn't have a single food on my list.
Huh, I have two.
Didn't even go to that category. Because there's a lot of them that would, yeah. Oof. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Fresh baked. Now, and I'm not talking about buy them at the refrigerator section, Nestle cookies. I mean, those are good. I'm talking about homemade chocolate chip cookies. There's a difference. They smell different. And they taste better.
Okay.
They're better.
They're better. That is a favorite smell of mine, and it makes me crave milk, which I want right now. Just thinking about the smell.
Yes, you would like some milk. That's what April said last night when she made cookies.
Now
she went cookies, milk.
I didn't have a single cookie last night. Thank you.
Good for you.
So I have a semi-food on my list, which is coffee.
Coffee.
Hmm. Now I went with sort of a classic thing where it's like for the majority of mine, I went with smells that I remembered from my childhood lacking, you know, and that and everything. And
I just went with what I like.
I always like the smell of coffee, but is it not the weirdest thing in the world? Like coffee smells great, but when you first taste it, you go, that doesn't taste anything like it smells.
Yeah, that's nasty.
That doesn't taste like it smells at all.
Not at all. Mm-mm.
I hate stuff like that.
Yeah, I know, because my mom drank coffee like
But it smelled
water.
Good. It smelled good cooking, you know, fresh coffee.
It always smelled good. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what's your next one?
Oh, fresh cut grass.
Fresh cut grass, yes. And especially in summer at dusk.
Mm-hmm. Oh, when it's a little, smell. Almost a little dewy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
That's nice.
I have one similar to that. Rain on hot concrete.
Yeah, it's a good one.
In the summer.
Yeah. Like when it rains and then the sun comes back out and it like just sees it steam. You see it steaming off. Ooh, that's good.
Good smell.
Yeah, it's a good smell.
Don't know what that smell is. Some kind of chemical reaction with the concrete and the rain?
I don't know. Something.
What that is.
Something.
I mean, you can, you know, it's not the steam because you can boil water or take a shower. It doesn't smell like that. Mm-mm.
Helen called Grandpa and said, Grandpa, why do they call it concrete?
And he proceeded to give her a lecture on how concrete is made, where it came from, who invented it. Never told her why it was called concrete.
You know what I told her? I told her. I said, well, con means with, right? Isn't that right? The root.
Okay.
So I figure whatever Crete.
it's an island.
It's with something.
It's an island.
So maybe something that makes it harden together. I don't know. I said, I'm sure that the root word goes with this and the mixture together makes it hard, is my guess.
Mm-hmm.
That was my guess. My mom said that's pretty close to what Dad found out when he looked it up.
Oh, cool.
Anyway. Okay. What was I on? Oh, yeah. Helen's clean hair.
Mm-hmm.
I love the smell of her clean hair because, boy, I tell you, little kids stink. When they're outside playing, they smell like dirty dogs.
Helen's clean hair. You know, nothing smells better. This is not on my list, okay? Nothing smells better than a baby's head when it's clean.
It was a toss-up between that baby, and Helen's hair.
Just a little baby's.
I know.
I just want to...
Yep. A little newborn baby's head.
Yeah. But on my list, I had your hair.
Oh.
On my list was your hair.
Okay.
So, what's your next...
Vanilla. I like the smell of vanilla. I've always liked the smell of vanilla. You know that I love vanilla candles. Mm-hmm. I like vanilla that you put in food. I like French vanilla lotion. I like French vanilla bubbles for the bath.
I like French vanilla shower gel.
I like French vanilla coffee. I like the smell of vanilla.
Yes. Vanilla.
I love that smell.
Vanilla. I like the smell of chocolate, but it's not on my list.
Oh, yeah.
Magic marker.
Seriously.
What's up with that?
Okay. You know what?
I mean...
That's not a good smell. It's not good for you.
It's an excellent smell. No, I know it's not good to sniff them, but we didn't know that when we were a kid. I don't ever remember getting high off of sniffing a magic marker. I just remember how good the magic marker smelled.
One of Helen's friends told me, I love the smell of markers. They smell so good. I'm like, just don't smell them very long. She's like, oh, but they smell so good.
That's probably why I can't focus on anything for more than 3 seconds. It's because I sniffed too many magic markers when I was a kid. We didn't know they were bad for you. We weren't trying to get high. We just liked the smell.
Or glue.
Now, here's the
sniff glue.
What's the industrial thinking process here? Let's see. Let's take something that smells terrific and kills brain cells and give it to a bunch of kids.
Yeah, let's do that.
See what happens.
Let's see what happens.
They won't
they
sniff
stick
them.
It up their nose.
We never guessed that they would sniff them until their brains went dead. Your turn.
Cinnamon baking. Anything with cinnamon in it. I love cinnamon rolls.
Cinnamon.
I like cinnamon bread. Cinnamon. I like cinnamon stromboli. I like
That's
cinnamon
like three
sticks.
Foods.
I like cinnamon
list.
Pie. I like apples with cinnamon. I even put cinnamon on my peanut butter sandwiches. I have a shake. Do I not have a shaker in the cabinet that I mix sugar and cinnamon with? And I sprinkle it on top of peanut butter?
Yes. In fact, you've spoiled Helen with that.
Mm-hmm. I put it on top of peanut butter and on toast. Peanut butter toast.
And on apples?
And I put them on apples. Because my mom did that when I was a kid. I don't always do that. But if I want something sweet, cinnamon's a good way to get it because cinnamon's good for you. I mean, it's got some kind of health quality to it.
Sure it does.
It does.
I'm sure it does.
You can buy cinnamon vitamins.
I'm sure you can.
Mm-hmm. Just saying. I love cinnamon rolls. Oh, man. The smell. I don't even have to eat them. Just the smell. It just does me
why
in.
Why is some cinnamon hot?
Wow.
What's up with that?
What are you talking about?
Like cinnamon mints?
Was it spicy?
Yeah.
Oh.
The Red Hots? You know the cinnamon candy? It's like hot?
That's
why
a good question. Because they put
so
spice
does it taste
with it?
Anything like a cinnamon roll?
Mm-mm. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't like the smell of that. I like the smell of
cinnamon. Cinnamon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I had. I'm out. This is my last one. This is my last one. Leather.
The smell of leather.
Leather. The smell of a baseball
glove.
That's
a man thing. If I'd ever heard one.
I just lay on my baseball glove and just, or a new pair of boots. I still to this day when I get my boots down out of the closet. Yep,
he does.
Smell
he
good.
Smells them.
They still smell good.
He still smells his boots.
And they don't smell like dirty feet. They smell like leather. leather jackets, leather car seats. I don't sniff leather car seats. I'm just saying they smell good.
Be careful when it gets in your car. What you doing over there? Nothing.
Just Pakistani leather. I like leather.
You like leather?
I like the smell of leather.
Okay. My number one thing, and this is actually my number one thing.
This is your number one thing.
You.
Me?
You with CK1.
On a good day. Oh, CK1.
You and CK1 mixed together.
Ah, I like that. Uh-huh. Okay.
Your well, scent and CK1.
I think we have to end the show now.
Okay.
I'm going to put on some CK1.
We were going on a date on Friday night.
Yes.
And we went through the drive-thru at McDonald's to get Helen a Happy Meal.
That was
take
a big date.
To take her to Meemaw's house so that she didn't have to eat Meemaw's food, because uh-huh. that's not recommended.
Well, it was too late for...
So we were sitting there paying for her Happy Meal, and the girl takes the money, and she goes, "Man, you guys smell good."
It's like, you should have smelled an hour ago before we took a shower.
That was funny. Yeah, Faye smelled like baby spit up and... dirty kids. Oh, man.
Can we do a side note on James
That's
Taylor?
Funny.
I heard two James Taylor songs today. What is up with that?
I don't know.
He's the most overplayed, overrated. I mean, I understand he's okay. He's good. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying he's bad. I don't dislike James Taylor.
Okay.
I'm just sick of him.
Okay. You can be sick of him. You going to tell me your worst smells?
In just
Mr.
a second.
Off Focus?
In just a second.
Oh, okay.
Because...
I
want to understand down. James Taylor.
You can't beat him down because people are going to get mad at you, because you just can't do that.
I don't
like
understand
taking out, it's like
James
taking
Taylor.
Out Carole King. You can't do it. It's you just need to leave him alone.
But they overplay James Taylor. And it's just like a couple of songs, like the that roller coaster song. It's silly. It's that moving faster like a roller coaster. You know that song?
No, I don't remember.
It makes me tired. And hold on.
He had some good summer songs.
No, he didn't. What?
Sure
what
did he?
What
hey,
song?
Hey, you know, speaking of the summer songs, did we have any with the, did we have like, what's his name?
I don't know.
Margarita.
Well, that's up to you if you want to put something on your list. We're talking about James Taylor.
Right I know, now. But I just thought of something.
So... the other thing about James Taylor, the other song they play by him all the time is that Fire and Rain song, you know.
Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. Uh-huh.
And I always thought that I would see you again. But you met another and you were gone.
Okay.
I mean, isn't that the song?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Can we stay on the smells, please?
We're taking a break from the spells for a second to investigate the oddness, weirdness of James Taylor. And why can't I find any
Margaritaville. That's what I was trying to think of.
Don't yell at me.
I was trying to think of Margaritaville.
You've got a friend.
No, that's not that.
That's James Taylor.
No, Margaritaville is Jimmy Buffett.
I know that.
That's...
I'm trying to find that roller coaster song.
That's Garth Brooks. No places where the risky run.
What's that roller coaster
and
song?
And the
by
beer
James
chases
crazy.
Your blues away.
We're not on songs. We're on smells. So oh. do your least favorite smell.
I just told
smell.
You that, Mister. I have to find James Taylor.
I gotta find that roller coaster song.
Okay,
go ahead.
Okay, one, the Dairy Barn on a hot day. I'm telling you, the sale barn, we live in Texas, so uh-huh. So there's a lot of cattle here, okay?
Now, you're talking about a dairy barn or a sale barn? That's two different things.
The sale barn. The sale barn, because, like, dairy barns can be very clean if the owner keeps them that way.
Right. But they have a different smell than the sale barn.
The sale barn.
They stink, but it's different.
Has,
it's different stink.
Like, every kind of cattle known to man, okay? Every kind of cow, every kind of bull, every kind of poop. Every kind of poop. And they've got like giant pens on sale days. Okay. Uh-huh. So they like the few days before they start bringing them in and they're all there. And then before the sale, and it's right behind our Walmart in town. So when it's really ripe and warm outside, that smell wafts over into the Walmart parking lot when you're running in to grab toilet paper or something. Oh, it's nasty.
It's good stuff there.
Brad always called. So we know the owners of the sale barn. They go to our good friends of our go to our church, and he always says, "That's Joe Don's money."
So that smell is. So Daddy always said when he would smell in the dairy barn, it would stink. He go, "You smell that?" And I said, "Yeah, money. Dad, that stinks." And he goes, "No, that's money."
Oh boy.
So okay, on my list,
yeah,
I got burnt hair.
Oh, that's awful.
That is the most awful smell ever.
Mm-hmm.
Burnt hair.
Yeah, I had burnt popcorn. Speaking burnt of popcorn, burnt.
I almost put burnt popcorn.
Oh,
I put
that's
burnt. And I was going to wrap popcorn, and then I went, you know what's worse than that? Hair.
Yeah. What did Helen burn in the microwave? Remember, right? But we were leaving on vacation that very day to like South Carolina, North Carolina, wherever we went. Remember? And she put something in the microwave for too long. Remember?
We had to take it outside
and leave the microwave. We ended up, I'm like, I used every kind of lemon vinegar trick to get it. I couldn't get the smell out. I had to get rid of it.
I don't remember.
What was that? I mean, she was little. No, that was when we went to Orange Beach. She was like 3. And
it was just something that burnt. It was like, it wasn't something that wasn't supposed to be in the microwave. It was just something that got burnt.
Oh, it's awful.
Because she put it on for like 10 minutes instead of 1 minute or something. She was too little to be doing it.
Yeah, I don't even know why she was. I guess I was busy packing, so I wasn't paying attention. Oh, that was awful. But that reminded me of burnt popcorn. Ugh.
Okay, so you had burnt popcorn, and I had wet dog / 8-year-old boy, because it's the same smell.
I had wet dog too, / dirty kid.
Yeah. It's the same smell.
It's the same smell. It's nasty. There's nothing worse than dirty kids that are playing outside all day.
I don't understand why the evolutionists and the Darwinists never bring up that argument, because it's a very good argument. I have no answer for.
They smell the same.
I guess because they don't smell like monkeys.
Little wet dogs. Gross. I'm sure Helen and Chloe smell like that right now.
Probably.
Oh, man.
Okay. Smelly, the smell of cooking cabbage.
That was my number one.
Worst?
Yep. You know, when we go to Meemaw's and she's making cabbage, it makes me want to throw up. I cannot take the smell of cooking cabbage. It grosses me out.
Tastes good, though.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
Cabbage does not taste good.
Collard greens.
Remember
smell
when that diet came
wonderful
in? Remember
cooking
when that diet
and taste horrible.
Remember the cabbage soup diet in the 90s?
No, oh no. But I don't. The only time I ever have cabbage is like with Chinese food.
Mm. Yuck! I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't. Smell. That's my number one.
Okay. My. Let's see. What dog? Cabbage.
One
burnt
left.
Hair. I've got two left.
Oh.
I got perm.
Oh, like the solution from a perm?
Yes.
That's pretty awful.
When a woman's gonna get a perm, go somewhere and do it. That stuff will ruin your house for 3 days.
Yep. It's nasty. That's nasty. I had dog poop on your shoe in the car.
Ooh, that's a good one. The dog poop on the shoe.
Or cat poop. Oh, whichever. Doesn't
dog
matter.
Poop, dog poop. It's got to be dog poop.
Oh, and you're in the car and you're like, what is that smell? And everybody's trying to figure out whose it is. Then you have to stop the car and make them get that off. It's
horrible.
Disgusting. It is absolutely. I don't. Why is that so bad? Is it because you like squished it and opened up all the smell? It's gross.
I think it has to do with Alpo.
Oh. Okay, go ahead.
So my number one.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know my
what is
my,
it?
My, you want know
your
my,
number
my,
one
my
worst
number,
smell?
My number one worst smell ever.
What is it?
It is goat.
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 Is that Buford's goats?
Hey, now listen here. Making fun of my goats. You know, goats have a unique odor that they get. And that you get a female goat who's let's just say that it's that special time
mm-hmm.
when she's ready to have babies,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they do have a unique smell, and that actually attracts billy goats.
Really,
it does.
That's
just
good.
Giving you some science there.
Thanks for that. It's stinky.
Yeah.
So, why are you sharing?
As you said, goat.
Oh, you had to come in.
I had to come in.
Oh, okay.
It's in the rule book somewhere.
Okay. Yeah, but it's stinky.
All right, I'm out of here.
I think it might be because they eat tin cans. Are you just going to jam out now? I thought you didn't like him.
I figured out the name of it. It's named Every Day.
Every Day.
It's So it's like, yeah, moving faster like a roller coaster every day. Yeah. Sucks. So.
Yes. So there's the smells. There they are.
There they are. There's the top five, bottom five, best and worst smells ever.
Mm-hmm. According to us.
Top five, bottom five smells ever.
Mm-hmm.
According to me and Faith.
Yeah. According to us.
According to us.
You tell us what your smells are.
There's also the mimeograph papers, which kind of falls into the marker
category. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It smells good.
Yep. And fresh toner. Fresh baled hay kind of falls into the fresh toner. Cut grass.
Toner.
I don't like the smell of toner.
It falls into that marker category.
I don't like the smell of toner.
Mm-hmm.
I like mimeograph sheets. Remember mimeograph? That's mm-hmm. before we had those fancy copy machines.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mimeograph.
Yes. Yes. And remember plain paper faxes? I remember that stupid paper.
I wrote the roll.
You'd have to roll it out. Half the time it was smeared down the front of the page. You could, oh, it was awful.
Horrible.
We thought it was so advanced.
Horrible.
You'd have to like put horrible. A rock on the paper to simply, flatten it out.
Simply horrible.
Okay. So there we go. There's our smells. If you have smells that you like and don't like, keep them to yourself, please. Thank you.
No, I just asked him to call in.
I was kidding.
Call in.
Call in with them. But don't send the smells.
Yeah, we don't want the smells. We just want to know what your favorite or not so favorite smells are.
That's right. And we will play them right here, live on the air. TwoBlindSquirrels.com, live on the air. Well, sort of. It's live when we play it.
Yeah.
And everything.
Sort of.
Yeah. Because we don't like pre-listen or anything.
We wouldn't want to do that.
If you pre-listen,
we might be prepared.
Because if you download this show and then pre-listen to it, it won't be live.
Mm-mm.
You have to listen to it while you're alive.
Mm-hmm.
As you're listening to it, the show is happening. Therefore, it's a live show.
There you go. Perfect.
It's like live television on TiVo. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Sure. It's podcasting made complicated.
Ooh.
Bye, Oscarius.
John chapter 3. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher that comes from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered him and said, Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he be born a second time into his mother's womb? Jesus answered, Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from or where it goes. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said to him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said to him, Are you the teacher of Israel and do not know these things? Most assuredly, I say to you, we speak what we know and testify what we have seen, and you do not receive our witness. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven but he who came down from heaven, that is the Son of Man who is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, and that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love the darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light, and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds might be clearly seen, that they have been done in God.